One night, the following June at 2 a.m, Alice, hatted, heavily veiled and gloved, cautiously opens the front door and peeps forth into the lamplit street. Peering to right and left, she goes as far as the gate and peers again.
Is it clear?
Yes, I think so.
Priam comes out of the house then with a bag in one hand and a valise in the other, a pipe in his mouth, a stick under his arm and an overcoat on his shoulder. They furtively steal up Werter Road, turn into Oxford Road and pass the Art College where you are now standing. Looking over their shoulders, they are relieved to see there are no cabs following them containing the representatives and cameras of three Sunday newspapers. Since Priam returned from Parfitt's and disclosed his real identity again to Alice, supported this time by the tidy sum of £500 earned for his picture, she has accepted who he is, and further accepted the scandal associated with his foolish act. Trail their route now as they move up Oxford Road past the Art School towards the Upper Richmond Road, and escape Werter Road, which has developed into the most celebrated thoroughfare in London, beset and infested by journalists of several nationalities from morn till night, with one even taking up lodgings in the house opposite to report on the shopping trips of the Leakes. Turn left at the top of Oxford Road onto the main Upper Richmond Road. Continuing along here will bring you to a crossing which can take you to the other side of the road and where you will find, under the railway bridge, to the right, East Putney Station, where indeed Priam and Alice now head. It's so early, they find the gates are closed, the first workman's train being not yet due. There they stand near the monumental closed flower stall, with only the clock of St. Bude's striking each quarter of an hour, until a porter comes and opens the gate.
Oh, thank goodness.
But, oh, you know, I quite forgot to draw up the blinds at the front of the house.
2 for Waterloo, please.
If they're down, everybody will know instantly that we've gone.
Alice, where are you going? Look, come back. Forget the blinds. Listen, the train is coming.
And in a quarter of an hour, they are safely lost in the wilderness of Waterloo Station, where they catch the newspaper train that bears them off to Bournemouth for a few days' respite. Soon they will need to return for the trial, where Priam has been called to give evidence. Turn to the next scene to hear the outcome.